Thanks. It's always fun to follow Bill. I'm not the PD for this project. The principals are Earl Creech and Jennifer Reeve. This is a project that they conceived as part of observations they were making in what I've come to learn is some of the worst soil in the United States. That's in northern Utah. Based on my experience in eastern Washington, I really don't know why they farm down there. But what they found out was some pretty interesting and compelling ways to maybe improve the productivity. So we're talking about now about very low external input dryland farming systems. These are systems where we produce a crop once every other year, where there's a fallow between the wheat and the next wheat crop. And often the yields are abysmal, on the order of 10 to 15 bushels per acre. And so the operations are gargantuan. But even in the face of those rather sort of negative economic numbers, fully a quarter of Utah's wheat crop is organic. And so they found real value in producing those sorts of systems. And that's also meant that they've thought about some interesting sort of out-of-the-box solutions. Their biggest problems are always fertility and weed control, and that's no different for me in Washington or our colleagues in Wyoming. And that's been verified a number of different times through surveys of our growers. What Jennifer discovered was that there were some sites that previous researchers had gone out and put massive additions of compost out into these very poor producing fields. And fully 16 years after the application, they were still visible from space. So this is leftover lake bottom from when Salt Lake was a much bigger lake at the time, and it's just pure sand, very little organic matter, and if you add 50 megatons to the acre or to the hectare of compost, you can fundamentally change the soil properties for decades. And so we wanted to document more extensively what that process looked like, and that's the basis for the grant. The other interesting thing that came out as we were writing the project was there's a group of stakeholders that I wasn't aware of that are interested in seeing this closed loop compost returning to our farm ground actually happen. And in Washington, we're seeing this massive uptick in compost production. Unfortunately, it's in the wrong place. It's over on the west side in Seattle. But maybe this data set will find some compelling additional reasons to move that compost to where we need it in eastern Washington. So the objectives were pretty simple. We wanted to characterize the effect of compost on soil quality, soil moisture, wheat yield, economic return. We are also interested in optimizing cover crops in addition to the composting aspect and some additional objectives I'm not going to be able to cover today. So the trials were pretty simple but quite large, and they involved massive additions of compost. So this is now in imperial units here, 5, 10, 20 tons per acre. Along with a positive conventional control, and some of us have adapted these trials to our local conditions. It's a little bit different in northern Utah than it is in Washington. I have some areas where I have higher rainfall where they don't, and so as a consequence, we've got some theme. We have a theme with variations, and to kind of give you a sense of what this looks like when you add compost, large amounts of compost to beach sand, you change that site for a very long period of time. In eastern Washington, where I'm going to sort of focus a couple of data slides, we saw quite a bit of variation year to year in the yield, and this is in pounds per acre there on the vertical axis, and then our horizontal treatments there on the 12, 25, and 50 metric megatons per acre per hectare now, compared to the negative control where there's no fertility. You know, we're seeing a yield bump, but we're also seeing that typical organic variation in yield, where one year it's incredible, and then the next year, because of conditions, we have real problems. And Jennifer's been doing a great job at quantifying some really interesting measures of soil function. We're seeing increases in nitrogen, not only at the surface, but incorporated down into the soil profile, as well as an uptick in mineralizable carbon and Olson P, all of which are indicative of increased soil activity, soil microbial activity. So some other sort of simple measures of soil function include increase of soil pH, which is extraordinary for us, particularly in eastern Washington, where we've been in a sort of an acidification process for the last 100 years. But also we're seeing microbial biomass and other significant upticks in soil microbial community health and function. So some simple conclusions. Composts applied at a single time appear to be able to impact yields for decades in Utah and Wyoming, but to a lesser extent, not so much in eastern Washington. It's very site-specific. And so we're hoping to be able to use this data to predict where to do it, as well as how much to do it with, and maybe hopefully be able to drive a further economic wedge into using compost on these dryland sites. So thank you.